Well, we're just embarking on bringing 400 military personnel to join UNMISS, to join the UN mission here, and I was pleased to learn details of that during this visit. But we're also wanting to encourage the national dialogue, along with my international colleagues. Britain is part of the Troika team of international the international community, which has been part in supporting the development, the governance process. Indeed, I was at the signing of the peace agreement in Addis Ababa in 2015. So Britain wants to stand ready to provide help, to provide support, and to encourage a peaceful transition.
Talking about the 400 troops to be deployed in South Sudan, when do we see that happening?
We're just finalising the details, but we look to see that it's happening in March. So these will be medical personnel, engineers and so forth, working with, of course, the wider United Nations team.
There has been a lot of concerns about the humanitarian situation in South Sudan. What can be done to improve the humanitarian situation, and what is your government doing to support this?
Well, that's exactly right. As long as there is insecurity, as long as there is violence and conflict, it does mean that people aren't able to get the food and water that they need, indeed, even get employment and stability. So we are providing around £100 million as part of our international aid contribution, working with other international agencies to make sure that we can get the necessary supplies to those who need it across South Sudan.
When do you see this money coming in to support the UN agencies, especially the World Food Programme that has been at the centre of distributing food items to South Sudanese who are in their needs?
Well, it's already coming in. This is actually this last year's budget. Over the last 3 years, we've actually provided over £300 million, and that's reached over almost 500,000 people with food assistance and providing clean water and sanitation, again, for almost 500,000 people, and also providing health support, including mothers and children, and providing shelter and emergency non-food items, and also doing some treating children against severe acute malnutrition as well. So a range of programs that we're providing, and I think we're very proud to meet our international 0.7% overseas development target, which allows us to make such large contributions and indeed encourage other countries to do so as well.
What are your government priorities for South Sudan over the next year?
It's critical that the stakeholders come together under the national dialogue and we resolve the issues of conflict and tensions that there are around the country, often unrelated in one area to another. And I'm pleased that the national dialogue process, which I've learnt today, is going to embark on that process. But we also must see troops withdraw from conflict areas, because this, I'm afraid, can just antagonise the situation as well. The whole security situation in the country is of deep concern to the international community. But I say that this can be a very rich and prosperous country. The resource wealth here is fantastic in minerals and oil and so forth. But in order to get the businesses in order to be able to extract them, in order for the economies to be able to flow, in order for private sector to develop in this country, we need to have that umbrella of security. And that is what everybody needs to work on.
What needs to be done to bring peace and stability in South Sudan?
Well, we need strong leadership. We need a recognition that there is no military solution. There's only hardship if we continue down this path. Okay, we have to recognize, this being a new country, that there are differences of opinion. And where South Sudan is going is often where other countries have gone as well, in working out the dynamics between local priorities and a centralized government as well. And it's painful, it is difficult, but we must work together and make sure that we get the ceasefire in place, to get the guns stopped firing, and to get people focusing on how great this country can be.